Join the conversation.
You're with Cape Talk.
Well, it is a very exciting day for us today, the much anticipated debut of the Showmax original fantasy series Blood Psalms has landed at last. The first two episodes are now available for streaming on Showmax, and it's taken just a few hours for the show to be catapulted straight to number one on the platform's rankings. Not only that, but the series is already getting rave reviews on Twitter, with TV Mzansi calling it without doubt the best TV show ever created in Africa. Now, it's set in ancient Africa, and the action-packed epic follows Princess Zazi as she battles a world-ending prophecy to navigate her people through ancient curses, long-standing tribal vendettas, and the wrath of the gods. It's a treat for me to be joined on the line now by the show's star, Princess Zazi, aka Bokang Pelani, no stranger to your screens. You'll recognize her from Isidingo, among other series. Bokang, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here.
How excited are you for today's launch of Blood Psalms?
I am so excited. The moment is finally here. I mean, it's been a long time in waiting, and finally people can actually get to witness African filmmaking excellence.
Bokang, is there going to be any kind of screening for you as the cast? Will you be watching it together this evening somewhere, or is nothing like that happening for today?
There's a few screeners that, you know, people have grouped off into and sort of like put together, you know, because also people are want to watch with some of their family members and fans. But there's a few together. I'm not sure if the cast is going to group together, but there's a few screenings.
Now, for our listeners that haven't yet heard about the show and haven't seen the trailer, can you tell us what the show is actually about and what listeners can expect to see?
Yes. In ancient Africa, five tribes find themselves at war, and a princess finds herself being the one who brings the prophet of doom that will end everything. And in a coming of age, the princess has to decide if she's going to be the salvation of her nation, or she's going to determine if she's going to be the doom of her nation, or determine herself and save her nation and herself in the process.
And Bokang, how long have you guys been filming the show? You said a few minutes ago that it's been a long time in the making.
The film, we started shooting the film in 2020. It was right at level five of COVID. You know, we needed permits to move and all that stuff. But myself with the production, I was privileged enough to be with the production ever since around about 2019. I got involved very early in the development of the characters and the world.
Oh, wow. If you've just tuned in, my name's Amy McIver, standing in for Pippa Hudson today, and I'm in conversation with Bokang Pelani. She is the star of Showmax's new fantasy series, Blood Psalms. It lands today on Showmax, so you can certainly rush home and watch that today. And Bokang plays Princess Zazi. I can't wait to watch the show myself this evening. Bokang, I've read that one of the show's goals was to create heroic archetypes for the African child, because if you look across cinema and TV, there are really no archetypes for the African child. Why did the creators of the show feel that this was so important?
You know, because the way that human beings create themselves and create the world of possibilities is first through thinking it, through seeing it in your mind. And film and art kind of play that role, right? They facilitate us seeing ourselves and our greatness. And it was so important for the filmmakers and to us, you know, as part of the Korean cast, to create these archetypes so that when we say, as the African continent, we are great, we actually have a visual reference of how to propagate ourselves into the greatness we know we are.
I love that. And my understanding from what I've read is there's not a single word of English is spoken in the series.
Not a single word. Because once again, we're telling the story about greatness. How do we tell it in a different language? And you know, especially for us as artists, the art hits differently when it's in your mother tongue. It moves you in your belly. And when it moves you in your belly like that, what we hope for is that it transmutes to the nation and they understand that this greatness is all of our greatness at the moment. This is a reflection of who we are as a continent.
Bokang, I just wanted to ask you, though, was it not at all challenging to be doing this filming and portraying characters where there is no English spoken? Obviously, you were still doing it in your mother tongue, but you are so used to, as a performer, conversing in English now.
Yes. It was challenging, but it's challenging in the sense of the fact that every language as a performer has its place for, like, every language has its own kind of challenge, you know. But for us, it's something that we really, really welcome, you know. And Jamil gave us an opportunity and sent us on an excursion to dig deeper into more ancient versions of our language, which is something that we don't really get the opportunity to do on other shows. We're usually doing less genre-specific genres, which are more contemporary. So I think for me personally, the challenge was to go in and find the origins of my Sotho language beyond just, you know, the history that I know when the Sotho tribes started to split apart around about the tribes when the times when the colonials came through. But all in all, Blood Psalms was just a great challenge for everyone to dig deeper into themselves.
What were some of the personal highlights of making this show for you?
Man, I feel like I was blooded in this show. I grew so much. It was in the middle of winter. You know, we were wearing tiny pre-colonial outfits, water scenes in the river, running in the bushes at night. So I just feel like on a physical level, because, you know, for me, I've always believed that actors are emotional athletes. But for me, it really made me understand, not only are you an emotional athlete, as a performer, as an actor, you're also a physical athlete. So I really enjoyed that challenge. And also, you know, Blood Psalms, we went to vulnerable places with it, with the history, with the story, with our bodies, you know. So that was quite challenging, but we're so honored and so happy to bring something like this to our continent.
There are people that are calling the series South Africa's version of Game of Thrones. Well, how do you feel about that comparison?
I feel like, as sort of like an archetype, to say, okay, if something was going to be similar, it was going to be Game of Thrones, then I could accept that. But it is something that is completely bigger and different than Game of Thrones, you know? It's a story authentically about us, for us. So if you love mysticism, you like fantasy, you like action, you want to see the mythological creatures, you're absolutely going to enjoy it.
I'm in conversation with actor Bokang Pelane. We are talking about the brand new fantasy series that's debuted on Showmax today. It's called Blood Psalms. If you've got a question or a comment for Bokang, you're welcome to send that in to us now, 021-446-0567 or 072-567-1567. Bokang, I must say, on a personal note, it gives me such joy to see how far South African filmmaking and cinematography has come in recent years. I would choose a South African series or movie these days over a show from anywhere else in the world. And I think that's, you know, it's really a great sign. Talk to me about some of your co-stars that you worked alongside in this show.
I had some of the most fantastic co-stars ever. I'm so honored because, you know, most of South Africa's favorite actors, legends, are in the series. And then also Showmax and the production company took a gamble and just sort of like took a chance and allowed new talent, new brilliant talent to show forth. So for me, I just feel like, you know, what an honor. And also to be with the actors who have been acting for like 20 years or more and just watching their process, you know, and watching them actually be the personification of an actor prepares. It was just so inspiring to me, watching them still warm up right before scenes, you know, watching them meticulously be ready with their lines. And it just made me excited about, honestly, you know, the excellence that we have in African filmmaking. And also, I just want to say, just to touch back on what you said, you know, that, you know, you're proud of South African filmmaking and then you'd rather choose it. For me, I just feel like finally the moment for us to shine is here, because the South African film industry has been preparing for some time. I mean, there's been a lot of international shooting in Cape Town, all sorts of different genres. You know, it's us who's been shooting those. But now, finally, a distributor who was like, you know what, it's time to take this talent and make it shine for ourselves, stood up and said we'll be the one. But this is us, guys. This is who we are. This is our excellence when we do what we want to do for us.
Indeed. And has there been any international feedback on the series? Not that we need it, because we know it's great and that's all that counts. But I'm interested to know whether there has been international feedback yet.
There has been some international feedback I've been seeing through here and there with like IndieWire and all those publications. But I haven't really, you know, invested. I haven't really seen too much of that. But the reception is definitely good.
Yeah, watch this space, I think. Bokang, just for listeners that also might not have seen the trailer, I mean, there really is There's something of everything in this. The costumes are fantastic. There's the nudity. There's the drama. There's the fantasy. There's really a bit of everything mixed into it, isn't there?
There is indeed something for everyone.
Talk to us about your personal life a little bit, Bukang. Did you always want to be an actor growing up?
I've always wanted to be an actor growing up. You know, it's just that, you know, sometimes what your family will want you to do is something that they're like, okay, we feel like you'll be fine in life and whatever. But once I was on my own, I actually just decided, no, this is actually the life that I wanted to pursue. And I started learning the craft. And, you know, then it was one audition after another. Then I met Leila and Jamil. They saw my performance of Queen Nandi in another production. And they were just like, hey, we think you're Princess Zazi. And then, you know, they just involved me in the pre-production from that moment, in the creation of the world and the creation of the story. And I just, I felt so honored because I feel like ever since I just entered the industry, I've just been honored to be in spaces with the greatest, you know. So for me, honestly, I'm just grateful for this moment, for this time. And for the fact that, you know, us as Africans, we can just represent ourselves the way that we see ourselves finally, and I get to be part of that story. I get to be part of that narrative.
Is this so far a career highlight for you?
Yes, this is a career highlight for me, definitely.
And just tell us about the process of transforming into a princess. I think it's probably every little girl's dream to be a princess at some point in their life. How long did you have to spend in wardrobe and makeup every day? Being princessified.
I mean, the wardrobe was quite intricate. I could barely get into any piece alone. Actually, I don't think there was any piece that I could get into alone, which was fantastic for me because it really sort of like pushed me and helped me to get into Princess Zazi's character, which is helpless and isolated in a sense, you know. But I really enjoyed the makeup process. I was quite ritualistic about it. Every time they would put, like, you know, some gold paint on me, I'd take it as a moment to step into Princess Zazi. But the part that I was really, really excited for for preparation for me is in the beginning of Blood Sums, Leila and Jamil showed me a picture of this character called Red Sonia. I don't know if you're aware of Red Sonia. So Red Sonia is sort of like a warrior princess and a fighter, all texted up and muscled up. And they were like, we want our warrior princess to look like this. And they provided all the resources. I was in training. I had a personal trainer. I was training Muay Thai, Jiu-Jitsu, Krav Maga. It's just that the pandemic came and the regulations changed, so some things that required proximity we couldn't do. But Yellowbone really, really facilitated the process of an actor preparing. And kudos to them for really doing that, for really investing in the actor's preparation. And it wasn't just me. All of the actors whose work was physically demanding, they did this. And kudos to Multi Choice for saying yes, for green lighting it, for taking the risk on such an ambitious project, and also for facilitating all these preparations, you know. So I just really enjoyed the process so much.
Bukang, how many episodes of the series have you guys shot?
The episodes in the series are 11 episodes in total.
And have you made one season or have you made several seasons?
It's only one season. Okay, so the next season, we're just going to have to wait.
Okay. So warning to our listeners, don't binge all 11 shows at once because then you'll have nothing to look forward to for a little while.
And also, it Blood Sums does drop after the first two episodes. It does drop episodically every week.
Okay, so you do have to wait week on week for a new show to drop. Does it have an age restriction or is it appropriate for the whole family to watch?
It is not appropriate for the whole family to watch. I think the age restriction is 18. It has a lot of violence. It has a lot of nudity. There's some sexual content in there. But please excuse me for that. Apart from that, you know, Blood Sums does promise so much entertainment value.
Absolutely. Well, I cannot wait to go home and watch the first two episodes tonight. Bukang, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. And I wish you all the success with this series and your career going forward.
Thank you so much, and thank you for this lovely moment.
Thanks very much. That's actor Bukang Pelani on the line. She is the star. She is Princess Zazi in Blood Sums. You can catch that on Showmax from today. It's already sitting in the number one spot on Showmax. So do yourself a favor and go home and watch it tonight if you're able to.